98.1 Power FM. It is your Power Brekkie Show this morning. All thanks to Harvey Norman Musselbrook Feet. You can get your computers, your furniture and all your electrical gear down at Harvey Norman.
Now, Nick Splendor in the Grass over the weekend, one of Australia's biggest music festivals and one of the draw card acts, Peking Duck, absolutely ripped it up. And Adam from Peking Duck joins us on the line.
Hey, Adam, how are you?
Hello, good. How are you?
Very well. Where are you today?
This morning, I am in the lovely city of Brisbane, Australia.
Oh, so beautiful. You're back on home turf.
That's it. It feels good. Yeah, we got back from Kansas City yesterday morning.
Blew in from the Windy City.
That's it. Flew in with Dorothy and Toto from Kansas.
Oh, I'm so glad. Did you find those sparkly red shoes that are missing?
I had to. It'd be wrong not to.
Hey, Adam, what's the first thing you do when you get home?
Well, when I get home to Sydney, the very first thing I'll do is put my bags down. I usually try and think in advance. Like, if I'm in the cab on the way back to my house from the airport, I'm like, all right, well, I've got a million clothes to wash. I don't know. I tend to, like, sort of stress and think in advance and try and get as much done.
Oh, really? I would be, like, the first thing I do is I've got all this stuff to do, but I'm just going to get a piece of toast and Vegemite.
Yeah, no. I definitely, you know, whatever food I'm feeling, I'll order about 10 times too much food. And get down on that for sure.
Beautiful.
What do you like to eat, Adam? What are your favourite foods?
Man, lately I've been on like a real pho binge. You know, Vietnamese beef pho.
Oh, yummo. Love a bowl of pho.
Yeah, lately I've been like really, really heavily addicted to that. And I don't know, ever since I was young, you know, I've been obsessed with Mexican food. Mexican always hits a good spot. And pizza, I mean, pizza's like the OG of good food. So.
But pizza's in a whole food category of its own, though.
Definitely. Yeah, and Italian food, like, Italians do it right. They really know how to just make simple, tasty goodness. Shout out to Italians.
Would you prefer a bolognese or a carbonara served up in front of you, Adam?
Solid question, my friend. I think bolognese, like, it depends. Like, a good bolognese can't be beaten. But then again, you know, you've got to be in a certain mood for carbonara. So I'd say mostly bolognese for sure.
Yeah, I love a good bolognese. Hey, mate, originally from Canberra, if I'm right, how are you at navigating roundabouts? I imagine you're pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was like adapt or die. But yeah, no, there's way too many roundabouts in Canberra.
Is that a skill you found taken everywhere with you in your life? You just get into any city you like. Roundabouts, I'm good. I know how to do these.
Pretty much, but the funny thing is, when I moved from Canberra to Sydney, I literally left my car in Canberra, like, just left it there. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to drive for a couple of years. So that's not, and then it actually worked out perfectly because Uber came into action in Sydney just as I moved there, and now there's UberX, so I just get everywhere in an UberX.
How good is Uber? It's so easy, isn't it?
Oh, man, it's genius.
Do you have any awkward Uber experiences?
Yeah, a lot. I've had a lot of awkward Uber experiences.
Like what?
Well, no, I shouldn't say awkward. That's kind of rude. But a lot of the time, they'll be like a fan or something. Awkward's not the right word at all. But it sort of does make it awkward because, like...
they know who you are.
Yeah. And it's sort of like...
they're fanning on you, mate.
Sometimes when you hop in an Uber, you just sort of want to hop in the Uber, you know, sit down and... just zone out for a bit, you know? But, yes, it's sometimes that's kind of hard when they're asking you a million questions and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at the same time, I've had a lot of great Uber drivers that have been legends that I actually stay in touch with.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
You're making Uber mates.
Yeah, pretty much. Uber's just like the new Facebook.
And so do you keep those Uber drivers as almost like your personal Uber contacts?
But, I mean, it all depends, you know. If you want to take a lady out... on a nice night out, you might get the Uber Black, you know, splurge out a bit, try to impress them. if you're just cruising around, then you just hit the old Uber X.
Just bump.
There's so many levels to it, you know.
Bump it up a notch.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, I just want to talk quickly about that moment that you had last year. I think it was at Stereosonic when you guys dropped Darude's Sandstorm. That was epic. And, mate, you guys have started a chain reaction of bringing that song back. I mean, I'm a total 90s kid. I love it. How was that moment? And now, like, unfolding that, I think he's even coming out of retirement because of you guys.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, it all just sort of snowballed. Like, I don't know, someone posted a video online of us doing it from a really good angle at the Sydney show of Stereosonic. And, like, the footage was epic. Like,
it
looks
so
insane.
Cool.
And it sort of just went viral, and blogs started posting it, and then radio started spinning it around the place in Australia because they were talking about us dropping it. And then he got in the charts in Australia, and then other DJs. It was like this massive snowball effect. And then he did the tour, the future tour, and yeah, I mean, we talked to him on Twitter and stuff, and he seems like a really good dude. So all the more power to him. I mean, it just goes to show that song is like hilariously timeless.
Hanging out with Adam from Peking Duck this morning. Adam, stick around. We want to play a game with you up next.
This July,